Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Ekasi Economics on Kaya Biz.
Alrighty. Akhil Bodu, co-founder of Zayo Technologies, the EdTech platform. So excited to hear from you. Welcome to Kaya Biz.
I'm good, thanks. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Welcome to Ekasinomics. I'm not going to belabor the point of how technology dribbled you just now.
Sorry, please repeat that.
I won't belabor the point that technology dribbled you. We couldn't get you to unmute. All right. So yeah. Let's get right into it. Talk to us about Zayo and what was the motivation behind creating this wonderful platform in educational tech?
Awesome. No, thank you so much for having me, firstly. Right. Look, Zayo is essentially an online coding school where we train people with no coding experience to the point that they can start earning an income with their skills. Right. Okay, my motivation for starting Zayo, basically when I was at GCT, right, there was a huge mismatch of skills from what we were learning at university and what industry needed, right? I had a very close friend who wanted to actually become, get a job, right? But he got rejected because he didn't have sufficient experience, right? So that essentially made me realize that we have students on one hand who are eager to get jobs, but they don't have sufficient experience. Whereas on the other hand, we have companies who are not hiring talent because they believe that the talent does not have sufficient experience, right?
Right.
So that's how Zayo was born, where we wanted to provide students with sufficient experience and help them become employable.
Help me understand. So you said these are company linked. How do you actually get them the experience? Are the training programs demand driven? I know a number of these on the African continent where, say, Microsoft or Facebook will say we're looking for developers, and then you start sort of gearing them up towards within a 6-month course. Is it like that?
Yeah. So how we do it is, firstly, we've done a thesis and we've understood what company requirements are. Right. We understand what exactly are the skills companies are looking for, both from a hard skills perspective and a soft skills perspective. Then what we've done is we've designed a training program where it's very project driven. So that's where the experience comes in. So you're learning how to code in HTML, CSS, JavaScript by building Netflix or YouTube or Amazon, right? So while you're learning these new skills, you're actually developing. That's what contributes to the whole work experience aspect. And at the end of 6 months, you're equipped and strong enough to actually get a job. And part of the training also includes interview preparation, learning how to crack coding interviews, a lot of data structures and algorithms. At the end of the 6 months, an individual is very much capable of getting a job.
Just tell me, I mean, these jobs, you mentioned brands that are largely global. Can these people take on the jobs from here in South Africa? And let's start there, first of all.
Yeah, so the nature of software development allows people to actually access opportunities remotely. So sitting in South Africa, I can be working for an American company and earning dollars, right? However, just my timing schedule might be a bit wonky. But other than that, it does open up a whole, you have more access to more companies around the world because it's also very much remote friendly.
Okay. And then the other question I wanted to ask is Zayo able to give us access to hardware for the six-month training course? I know some of these corporations will say, start training with us, we'll give you a laptop, because I imagine that's a hurdle for many students, am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right. It is definitely a hurdle for lots of students. In fact, that's why we actually partnered with Manati, right, who's our financing partner. So a lot of our courses are actually, students actually go through Manati before they actually have access to the course, right? And we are in the process of figuring out how to provide these devices for students that might not have access to them. But for a large part, we have a large number of youth who actually have access to some number of devices. So these are the youth that we're starting with, people who actually have a computer, but they just don't have the skills, right? And we've also encountered lots of cases where a student joins Zayo without a computer, but on our recommendation, they're able to purchase a computer. And then obviously through our financing partners, they're able to fund it, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit, what are the most popular courses?
So we have two main courses, the full stack developer course, where we actually learn how to build full stack applications. So if somebody comes to you and says that, hey, build me Airbnb for babysitters, right? You'll basically be able to build the front end, so the look and feel, like actual how buttons work, and then also the back end, so security, databases, ensuring that the data is moving correctly between front end and back end. We're also doing data science, where we're equipping, you know, we teach them how to deal with real-world scenarios like stock market analysis or even, you know, credit card fraud detection, right? So it's these are the two main things that we're offering right now.
Both of those courses have a guaranteed job interview at the end. How do you manage that? Oh, because, of course, you've created the program to be job-fitting.
Absolutely, yeah. The way we're able to do this is throughout the entire journey, we have something known as the interview readiness sessions, right? So every 2 weeks, we're actually doing like mock interviews with our students, right? So in that, we're testing out their hard skills and the soft skills. Are they able to actually write code? And then also, are they a good team player? Are they a good communicator? Are they a good leader? Are they accountable for what they do? So these are the type of things we're tracking every 2 weeks. And throughout that full process, we have a strong oversight on their performance, right? So very early on, we're able to identify, like, you know, what are the weaknesses? We're able to guide them, and hence that increases our chances of getting them a job, like an interview, like a guaranteed interview, basically.
Akhil, what is the minimum requirement for me to sign up for either the full stack or the data science in terms of education or training?
So there is no prerequisite, right? As long as you have a computer and an internet connection, you are very much eligible. A lot of our learners are students that are either wrapping up their matric, completed their matric, or are already in university. We've also had lots of people who want to switch their career. So they're fed up with what they're currently doing. Maybe like it's long working hours, low pay, and they want like a tech career. So this is like the array of people that we have joining us. So those are the two main requirements, a computer and a strong internet connection.
Okay, so, you know, and then they're both six-month courses, right?
So with data science, it's approximately 7 months, and with full stack, it's 6 months, yeah.
And talk to me about the curriculum. How is that 6 months spread out?
Sure. So we basically cover the basics of web development with full stack first. So the first half is essentially learning HTML, CSS, JavaScript, React.js, and then Node.js for backend. And then they have to work like on a capstone project. So this is where we've also introduced AI elements, you know, being able to use AI in your project, AI integrations with OpenAI. And that's essentially how like it's spread across. There's also interview prep that ends up happening. And that's what makes up the 6 months for full stack. For data science, we start first teach them programming with Python. Then after that, there's data pre-processing that they learn, where they learn pandas and NumPy. And then there's also data visualization. So we basically use Matplotlib and Seaborn for data visualization. Then we get to the really exciting stuff where we're learning various AI and machine learning algorithms, you know, from supervised learning to unsupervised learning, very interesting algorithms to get a bit technical, like the k-nearest neighbor algorithm, various classification techniques, you know, random forests, and so on. So that's what the entire journey is composed of. As part of that, there's also the interview prep section where we'll prep them for interviews.
And is this a full-time course or modular?
No, so it is modular, right? If you're already working a job right now, the way we've designed it is there's live classes after work hours as well, right? So
this is all online, by the way?
Yes, it's all online. But if you're excited, if you want to meet us, we have our offices based in Cape Town at the Lumo building.
Oh, the Lumo building. Okay, one of the companies I sit on the board of, that's our building. Okay, so listen, I don't know if you can tell, but you were talking about matriculants and stuff, but here I am, you know, middle-aged, you know, over the hill. And I am getting a little frustrated. I mean, I know I was talking about government not understanding the fourth industrial revolution, but I imagine that this would be useful for me to understand as a skill set in a world that's moving towards AI. Don't you think, like, radio producers, radio hosts, financial services people, and economic strategists, for example, I think I could benefit from something like this if I do this on a modular basis part-time, right?
Absolutely. In fact, I encourage you to enroll in something like this.
Yes, because, I will.
Not only does this expand your array of opportunities, but in your current opportunity, you will identify gaps Mm. And so the biggest thing that you learn as a coder is how to solve problems, right? I mean, that's at the end of the day, that's what drives economies, right? People come up with amazing solutions that revolutionize fintech or revolutionize healthcare, right? Or revolutionize media and entertainment. So we need people who are good problem solvers, people who know how to code, right? So it will definitely help you in that. And then also, not to mention, the pay is great, right? The pay as a software engineer is fantastic. You're talking about ranges between, you know, 50,000 rands to 150,000 rands a month, right?
Mm.
Very lucrative. So there is no, like, there's no barrier. If anything, it is hard work, right? Like, for the 6 months that you'll be allocating to this, you will have to spend extra hours every single day. And then in the weekends as well, you should allocate some hours, right? So definitely, I recommend anybody who's keen to enter the tech scene, you know, anybody who's curious by it, you'll see that there's a lot of opportunity. There's a huge shortage of good technical talent.
No, I think this sector, if I checked the last Business Insider, was sort of one of those top 10 jobs being sought after, employees being sought after. Development tech, this area, coding, is 7 out of the top 10 jobs in 2024 and 23 that people are seeking. So thank you very much for this. Akhil Bodu is the Chief Operating Officer of Zio Technologies, an educational technical platform. I encourage matriculants and anybody else who is eager to actually learn a little bit more about coding. But even if you're leading a company that's not necessarily a tech company, but is starting to use machine learning and AI, how do you lead people when you don't understand what they do? Why not learn a little bit more about what they do? That was our segment today on Ekasinomics. Ekasinomics is brought to you by Vukile Properties, Centers for Growth.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.